You made it.
I did make it a meme.
What's this Funko thing, dude?
Oh, it's the Hulkbuster from Thor Ragnarok. Anyway, welcome to 335 Live.
Oh boy, here we go.
So, got done with Zio. What's the next step?
It's time for us to shift into Turbo! Where once you had the power of Ninja, now you have the power of automatic transmission.
I don't mind. And I don't know, we'll talk about it in a bit. But realistically, what confuses the hell out of me is... they didn't lose their Zio powers.
No, there was no story justification for
shifting to Turbo.
But anyway, Matt, Scotty, Vin, me, we're going to sit here in live reactions Turbo, hence what you clicked on in the link in the video for.
With a disappointing lack of booze involved,
of course, you know, we're going to do our, you know, rest in peace scene for Rocky for Matt.
Yes, this is the official...
Rocky was in Turbo, like the episodes were two more episodes.
Yeah, but like, he hurts his back.
Yeah, but this is the swan song.
Which is weird because...
for Not My Red Ranger.
Adam pointed out the reason, basically, it's a throwaway line in Turbo, but he pointed out when they get their powers copied.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I didn't realize how strong we were while we were morphed. So it's like, oh, okay, so still in regular form... I guess they are not immune to physical danger. Like, it still fucking hurts.
Right.
But I could have sworn that even if you morphed, you still had... just going by Jason and Tommy, it looks like they still...
no, they were just ripped.
Oh, okay.
They were just fucking jacked, bro.
But just want to talk about the transition from Zio into Turbo. And it's a little... I didn't realize as a kid how close... like, it was literally... because I'm like, what? Why did I feel like after... it was forever since I'd seen Jason in Power Rangers, even though I saw this movie, not realizing it came out right before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right after Zio, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, I was surprised to see Jason. I was like, why?
But why did they decide to make this, you know, canon? And
the
original Power Rangers movie, they didn't. Like, I don't understand why they felt the need to use the movie as... you know, the next centerpiece.
I don't think there was any reason for this movie to exist.
Me neither.
No, literally, this was the beginning of almost the end for the franchise as a whole. Which was funny, because it was reversed in Japan.
Zordon and Andrew single-handedly saved the franchise in fucking space.
Yes, Zane did as well.
About Zane, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Well. Dude, the Six Rangers, man, I keep forgetting about him. But that's just it. Zio, man, we have our reaction, and Zio... of the whole season, again, Scotty, I gotta agree with you. It does not pick up until Jason gets in there,
which is like the final like 10 episodes.
It doesn't pick up until Tri shows up, and then he transfers the power over. Like, his whole storyline was cool, you know. I mean,
but because Billy's at the end was pretty
at cool. That point, the story actually develops like story arcs rather than just like villain of the week stuff. Like, there was like an overarching
they had like a long term plan. Point.
Yeah, and then Billy ends up leaving with Sestria.
Yeah, she goes with the he goes with the alien rangers.
He dips, bro.
Yeah, he dips.
Where he later shows up as the Phantom Ranger.
You know what? Unofficially, he is the Phantom Ranger.
You've confirmed this. He is. The
he
Phantom
is.
Ranger,
he is the
bro.
Phantom Ranger.
He created some powers, dude.
Where did I get that credible source from? I fucking forgot.
You read it online somewhere.
And he gets obsessed with Cassie,
another Asian. he's got a thing for the Asians.
No, it is. It was but which producer came forward in the interview and said that?
I don't remember, but I remember you sharing the article.
Yeah. Damn. I think it was one of the head writers or something. But nonetheless, we're going to sit there and...
yeah.
Maddie, time to shift.
Shift into Turbo!
It's funny how they all kept the same...
why is the 20th Century Fox in, like, reverse? Anybody else notice that?
Yeah, it's like old school or something.
I mean, the movie... when did this movie come out?
So,
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Scotty?
I was saying...
that Saban logo is fucking classic.
This is the first Power Rangers, you know, incarnation where they switched and they all kept the same colors.
Yeah, you're
except
right.
Except for Rocky, because he's out.
But he would have been blue anyway.
He would have been blue anyway, but they just decided...
hold on, Star Wars scroll.
Again.
On a distant planet...
lives a great wizard named
Lurigo. Oh, it's Zordon.
Oh.
Lurigo.
He is the keeper of a golden key which unlocks the dimensional gateways of the universe.
Vinny, you ready for this?
I don't know what's happening.
A
worst Power Rangers villain ever. To release a terrible
demon or a creature. If you didn't I debate that. Before, I debate that.
This is why I hated Turbo, because to join with him in a sinister
marriage. Divatox is just
why is it speeding up?
Yeah, hold on, Zordon.
It started slow as hell.
Yeah, this Zordon's just like a sensory overload.
Largo is hunted by Divatox, a wicked galactic pirate.
That's all she is. That's all she is.
I just kept thinking of samurai.
There's nothing special about her.
Who needs the wizard's power to release a terrible demon-like creature? Okay, and I used to hate Largo. I really did. I didn't realize his place with Alpha when he comes back in Turbo, he's kind of clutch.
Nah, man, he's another example of Saban's weird obsession with making friendly aliens, like, mentally handicapped. It's, like, really weird and unnecessary, especially because he's supposed to be some all-powerful dude.
And he's got the
intelligence of, like, a five-year-old.
But I actually appreciate it. Again, you got
the
to find
power
out...
power of cars!
I got to find out a little bit more of about Largo and Edenoi from Alpha.
Yeah.
So I was happy about that. Especially just going into watching Turbo.
Do we still have original Alpha in this? Original Alpha's voice?
Yes.
I'll have to listen.
Yes.
I'll have to listen. But I think he had left over at Turbo, this point. Right?
Well, it changes from... I fucking hate that. Can I talk about that real quick? That Alpha
too.
6 is fucking...
Yeah, I hate it too.
The worst part about Turbo.
The rapping Alpha?
He's like... Because he's got a fucking Brooklyn... He's like, yo, fucking...
Yeah, and
Cabby,
he talks in, like, riddles for some reason.
Yeah, what do you have wrong with the Power Ring?
That's how he fucking talks. It's annoying.
Like, that's not even, like, a joke. Like, he literally talks.
But apparently Alpha 7 is Alpha 5. When he comes back in Forever Red. He was just transported to the information again.
Alpha wasn't in Forever Red.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
When?
When they're all sitting around in the spaceship.
Oh, that brief, like, 5 second. But did he have a speaking line?
Yeah.
I don't remember him having a speaking line, but...
Yeah, he came back. And he said, all right, Tommy, your plans are all set. We're all good to go.
Oh, okay.
And
I have to rewatch
Which,
it,
I wonder how the fuck Alpha's hanging out with Andros anyway. Well, yeah, I guess they
probably
kind of,
stayed with
left.
The ship,
yeah.
I guess. But then that wouldn't explain why he's not in Lost Galaxy, but...
Yeah.
But whatever.
I didn't ever think that I'd appreciate Bill Hader's fucking Alpha over Alpha 6.
Yeah,
Bill
right.
Bill Hader was the Alpha, man. That's it. Alpha was lame after that, man. Dude, like, that was probably the worst thing about it in space was, like, I'm listening to his voice. I'm like,
Alpha's voice.
Man. I'm like,
it's probably...
especially with Zordon, like, gone, and, like, at least give us the same Alpha voice, man.
It's probably the same reason why
Todd,
any actor
like,
left.
That, you know, now the only other Rangers graduate or left the show.
No, see, I was talking about the guy who... Bill Hader, the guy who voiced the new movie.
The movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Saturday Night
I was saying
Live,
I enjoy him a hell of a lot. I never thought I'd enjoy him a hell of a lot more until Alpha 6 came in. It is, pitiful. Yeah.
Some ambience.
There goes only chance to seek the help of powerful friends.
Why do I hear Big Daddy B's music?
Okay.
I still have no idea what's going on.
I like how they're keeping with the plan of, like, a sinister marriage. Like, every...
Yeah, right? Every villain needs a sinister husband.
Why did they go this route instead of... When it went through the whole trouble of the Machine Empire and then Zed, bringing Zed and Rita back after Zed? It makes no sense.
You know, another thing I just noticed, too, is that most of the Zordon-era main villains were chicks. Saban was progressive before. It was cool.
Queen Machina was laid back.
Who was it?
Queen Machina.
Yeah, but she was like the only one. But like in Mighty Morphin, it's Rita. Here we got Divatox and Astronema in the next one.
Yeah,
and then Trakina in Lost Galaxy.
Astronema definitely had.
And then it goes a little bit more downhill.
That sounds
from
so
that.
Good.
It actually really does.
Like yo, I was down to Salonia now. My girl Trakina.
Remember how Zio ended, though? It's weird, because this transition doesn't make any sense. Is that it's literally Jason...
Jason's the only one
Jason,
who lost his
Jason
powers.
Walked away, and he's hooking up with the girl from... Or
yeah.
The girl
from VR Troopers, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Is that the chick from VR Troopers that Tommy was trying to hook up with earlier? Is it?
No, she was always into Jason.
Sarah Brown?
So Sarah Brown.
No, the one that he was on... Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually the chick from VR Troopers. I think it might
chick?
Be. Yeah.
That was a chick from that was with
the biker gang.
The biker bros.
Oh yeah, that was. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking. I forgot about that bitch. The one on the went on the date with and got cock blocked.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Larigo's only chance is to seek the help of powerful friends.
I love that the movies needed a Star Wars like opening crawl.
Is Larigo from Edenoy? Or no?
They mention it, like what planet he's from.
Bro, I just want to point out, we're watching the HD remastered, like HDX, like
and that
Ray version.
Still looked like a Super Nintendo like opening screen.
I feel like this should have been a Zio Power Rangers movie or something.
They couldn't end it on Zio with a movie.
They could have.
What the fuck planet is this? Oh,
my name is Oliver Queen. I was stranded on a green planet for over 5 years.
Bro, I'm so happy that Elgar fucking says what I'm thinking. No, this is one of those fucking
It's one of those new putties that suck.
What do they call them?
I don't remember.
Something pods.
What the fuck?
Oh, never mind. I don't know what those are.
Is that Gwildor from He-Man, dude? What is that?
That did. Oh my god.
Oh wait, I don't think it is. It's one of the.
No, it's different. Those are what I was thinking.
You know what
of.
That thing looks like? It looks like those like.
It looks like one of those trolls, dude.
Yeah.
It looks like the on Tinder like, and then in real life picture.
Oh my god.
And Ewok is the Tinder one, but that's what it looks like in real life. But not the opposite way. This is the picture, and Ewok.
So Scotty, you actually appreciate this. So Captain Nemo in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So, I'm thinking to myself, I said, their ship looks like the Nautical way too fucking much, bro. And then Elgar, in the middle of an episode of Turbo, goes, well, what do you get for being 20,000 leagues under? I was like, oh, thank God somebody else caught on to that.
Power Rangers is always at its best when it's self-aware.
Yeah.
These henchmen are lame, man. Like,
they were serious. This literally almost destroyed the franchise.
Okay, so we left the King Mondo and is fucking dead.
Yeah, he's blown.
Zed fucking killed him. There's no two ways
and
about it.
And it's funny that Tommy takes credit for it in Forever Red.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Tommy's legit like me
they
and the
thought,
Zio
well,
Rangers.
Tommy thought they did. He was in giant form.
I guess fair enough. They
and
must
then
have
they went to
that.
The moon, and then Zed's like, fuck you, I got a bomb.
Yeah, I guess they would believe that, you know, they did defeat him.
Largo is fucking powerful, bro. I'm not really sure what.
He's got the power of Mitsubishi.
Bro, Largo is totally lame, dude. I'm like turned off.
Like I said, as
Matty hit the nail on the head, dude. What is with this lame ass fucking? Is that Carlos right there?
That's what it looked like.
It almost looked like him.
Oh
yeah, rewind a little bit.
No, it's definitely not. It looks more like Jinder Mahal.
Yo.
You wish.
Yeah.
Before he had steroids.
Why did Rocky even agree to this movie if he was leaving? That's what confused me.
Because this was a long time coming.
Red Ranger, not Red Ranger.
This is what he gets for thinking he was a good replacement for Jason. I'm sorry, Rocky, but your
time
is
hold on.
Oh, what were you saying, Scotty?
I was saying you nailed the hit. Freaking now this run on the head, dude. This
character
is a lame alien dude that has no personality. He's just kind of there.
Yeah, he's like,
he's very simple, you know, kid. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing to him, dude. He's also like special effects, is it?
Yeah.
Cat's looking pretty hot.
Yeah, right?
Cat is hot. Actually, I wanted to point something out. I always notice this. And Matt, is this more at the end that the Blue Ranger is supposed to be the most intelligent one in the group? Because you have, like, a Billy, Sestro, Justin's head in his class and goes to high school.
It seemed to be the theme.
But I was like, oh, then forward. Here comes Rocky and Zio.
Yeah, right? And that, I mean, not that TJ was stupid, but he was not a nerd.
TJ was a fucking idiot.
He was not a nerd. No, but in space, he comes up with good plans. Like he's the planning ranger, but he's not, like, a nerd.
Kai was awesome. Kai was solid, bro. I really like the cast of Lost Galaxy.
Kat looking like she got lip injections or something.
Yeah, I'm fucking
good. Hey, Rocky.
Maybe we are trying too hard. This, look at how gumptious. This actually maybe looks pretty good.
This is when they...
How did he do this?
I...
Rocky, you've taken worse falls.
Yeah, seriously. You've fallen out of Megazords, guy.
Thanks, guy.
I blame the bald dude that was telling him to be a kid.
This is why you'll never be in Devil May Cry franchise. Only a few people will get that reference.
Why are they all wearing... Oh, it's supposed to be Angel Grove. I said, I was like, why are they wearing that? Yeah, Oakland A's hats and a fucking...
Yeah, Angel Grove's symbol is an A. And I like how it's just like everybody just sort of knows Justin, apparently.
Justin's, he's an orphan, I think.
Yeah, he's like a...
Oh, I'm stupid. Wrong, he's got a neck stupid. No, Justin no, that's has a inaccurate. Yeah, it's Justin inaccurate. I'm sorry, I keep... Why... I was thinking that he's a transferred in school.
Yeah,
so
he's like a genius prodigy, kind of like kind of opposite thing. Directions.
Why did I think he was an orphan? No.
No, well, because most of the time he would be an orphan in most other franchises.
I just hate that. How is Justin allowed to be a Power Ranger when Rangers were freaking kids?
Yeah.
They weren't allowed
to be
Me and Joe.
I don't know.
I gotta blame, I'm blaming Zordon for that.
Zordon was just like, well, we beat y'all.
We need a fifth Ranger. Let's get a kid instead of asking Jason McKimberly to be the Blue Ranger.
I think because he was already there. Like he discovered their powers.
Another lame Diva Tox thing. The sub, bro.
Well, hold on. You gotta understand. What does Zordon do?
Wonder Woman changed.
What does Zordon do every time they fucking find out who the Power Rangers are? What? He brings them in, tells them you cannot speak of this. I think they were in a dire situation. He was doing the same thing to Jason that they did to Rocky, Aisha, and Adam.
Yeah, sure does.
But why didn't they just get Jason or Kimberly to be the Blue Ranger?
I will admit, this freeze frame we have right here is like the perfection of like Power Ranger villain like pictures. But
does that make sense though? Why Justin was in the command center?
Like, this is clearly what Elizabeth Banks was inspired by in her portrayal of Rita.
Alfonso, shut up, man.
I fucking hate looking at Elgar's teeth. And Diva Tox's tits. Can we just talk about that? What's with the tits?
Is Elgar voiced by Goldar?
No, he's actually voiced by, oh, fuck, a couple of other monsters in the first season.
Okay, because it's just, like, his voice sounds so, like, close, and, I was like, what his relation might be to...
Is that what that guy's name is,
dude? Because they both end
in Gar. I never knew what that guy's name was.
Elgar? Yeah.
Elgar.
This guy.
He's also in space as well.
Hey, you two losers, I nearly got fried for your screw-up. You're just lucky Diva Tox likes me. Whoa!
See, that dude has, I think, the coolest design.
Oh, Rygog?
Yeah, this stuff. Yeah. He, in the Sentai, he was cool, sort of like the main bad guy in the Sentai.
That whole top part of him comes off.
Yes.
There's one episode in the in Turbo, because it's the Sentai, that he must have hurt the top of his head or something. That whole thing is taped up with Band-Aids.
Yeah.
But still, Joe. Okay, so the storyline is, Diva Tox is a space pirate, you're her and your minions, whatever.
And some fetish here.
Clerical guy. Why couldn't they use their Zeo powers to take them down, dude?
There's no explanation.
So, Zordon's answer was, you guys are going to need a faster ride.
Zordon's like, you're going to need to save money on car insurance by switching to Turbo. So.
That's a great game.
I'm actually happy she stayed for the season.
Yeah, I mean, credit goes to her and the tips.
No, she loses the test. Like, they gave her a lesson for her to
cover. Yeah, they forced her to.
Oh, lands in Africa.
Is Aisha there?
Yeah, right? Is Aisha seeing this?
Ranger!
Did they say that she stayed in Africa?
Yeah.
No, I mean, even when she was older. Because she was still keeping in touch with Tanya.
Yeah, because she sent her the map to find her parents. Remember that? Tanya's parents.
The Power Rangers. Jesus. It's like Jim Henson shit.
Come on, man.
I almost feel like it's insulting to Jim Henson. Yeah, he would come up with something way better than this.
This is like David the Gnome come to life, bro. Like, literally.
This is like HR Puffin stuff.
Vinny, what do you think?
Oh, crack.
I
feel like I saw this when I was like 4 years old.
Oh, you absolutely have.
Like, what is... I feel like this thing, this exact costume was used in an actual other movie.
It might be.
I'm sure it was.
Saban has been known to reuse stuff like the Starship Trooper outfits in Lost Galaxy.
Saban reusing other stuff? Where have you ever heard that before, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this whole franchise is essentially stolen.
It's the world's friendliest looking line.
Yeah, it is a very friendly line.
Maybe he's the coward one,
right? Oh, I just noted that, yeah. I just noticed. Did his hair just change color?
They stole this idea from the freaking He-Man character Gwildor from the movie, dude. Literally. This is like Troll meets Gwildor.
Am I watching Pan's Labyrinth or am I watching Power Rangers?
I'm watching like Dark Crystal or am I watching like a Troll movie?
Where the hell is Dark Spectre?
If this is like if Peter Jackson didn't have a budget. Yes, that is. Okay, that's Alpha. That's Alpha.
Oh, I just noticed this. He's upgraded. No. He's wearing
Alpha 6's
attire, which actually probably leads to why he was working on it. Whoa, badass.
I'm here, Alpha. Here I am. There's no explanation for the new command center.
Since the arrival of Larigo and was tracking his whereabouts.
But why would he come here? He knows he can't survive on Earth for very long.
Something must be terribly wrong. You must pinpoint his location, then contact the Rangers.
Now, did you know that Larigo and Alpha are best friends?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Turbo.
Explain that. My life is not better for knowing that. But
yeah, they were like childhood best friends.
Larigo is in trouble. We must help him.
Right, Zordon.
Why not call the fan? I mean, Billy can help you out.
Yeah, when Alpha sees him in Turbo, he loses his shit. He's like, and they hug and everything. It's not really hug, but it's like whatever movement you can get out of Larigo.
This was the lamest way to write Rocky out, dude. Seriously.
No, this was fitting.
This is what he gets for being a lame Red Ranger, guy.
When we go see Steve Cardenas, there's no way I'm letting him down. Like,
but I guess his comeuppance is in that recent season of Power Rangers where
he came back. With Adam progressively trying to look like Carlos every step of the way?
Yeah, I know.
He's growing his hair.
As a little kid, I actually didn't realize there was a difference between them because they looked the same. I thought it was the same dude.
That's funny, man.
Until that episode where, like, he came back for like,
Adam, no!
Adam, no! You're gonna grow up to, like,
Hold on. Throwaway line.
Oh, shit. But he has a dad in the show.
Because his dad works for
NASA. Is it adopted dad?
His dad work for NASA?
Okay, so I wasn't fucking wrong. I thought I thought he was an orphan.
That must be something that they just forgot they wrote into his origin or something. Because he has a dad or something.
This is the clearest you'll ever hear Zordon talk.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what did Kat do? You can actually see, like, definitely.
Yeah, like she. Yeah, she's drastically different.
Bro, she looks old.
And she's not as pale anymore.
No, like, she actually looks like how she looks now.
They really tried to make her.
She definitely had work
look like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but very noticeable.
Never in any morphing scene has it ever been that bright.
Yeah, right?
This is what you get when you shift into Turbo. Oh,
seizure warning, guys.
I like that.
Ow! You see the morph at all into Zio in this? Or
no.
Briefly.
Not at all?
Like, you kind of do.
Did you just hear all that? You guys are the Power Rangers?
The command center looks so badass.
High-tech command center. It doesn't look like a Jewish temple, that's for sure.
No, it is a Jewish temple. That's the funny thing. I had no idea about that.
Why is Kat trying to channel her inner, like, Spice Girl right now?
Hold on. Let's get the backstory. Zorna's trying to explain this.
I have his exact location. Someone must be after him.
Even Tommy's looking cut. I feel like there's... Hold on.
I'm trying to hear this.
Larigo has taken great pains to hide his exact location. Someone must be after him.
You must find him quickly.
Tanya and I better stay here just in case.
Good idea, Adam. This could be trouble. Keep an eye out.
He is somewhere in Central Africa. Equip yourselves with the power boxes and teleport there immediately. He cannot survive under the sun's rays.
You would think with Zordon's pinpointing accuracy of the somewhere. Where he sends them.
Yeah,
he's somewhere in Africa. Thanks.
We just put the word power in front of everything, and
there you go.
Still
with the little troll.
Yes.
He's been in fucking daylight for like
quite a while.
I feel like Adam growing his hair out and all that. Like, all the Rangers look kind of older here, dude.
fact, every appearance he's made has been during the day.
Yeah. Seriously.
Can't survive on the other planet. I'm pretty sure he should be dead.
The only one that looks the same as Tanya, literally.
Yeah, she's the only...
And Tanya looks good great now.
Dude, if you look at it, she, like, hasn't aged, like, a day.
Everybody else did,
yeah. Everybody else did. She did
it's
not.
Nubian skin, man.
Yeah, man.
Did you see Andros nowadays? I didn't even know it was him.
He looks like a crackhead.
It's unfortunate. Let's
go. Why are you holding it two different ways?
Yeah, I know. There was no direction for that scene.
Well, look who they're going to save, this thing. Come on.
I wouldn't want to save. We gotta risk our lives for that. Oh, no, the chip thing.
Okay, in Turbo, Divatox uses a throwaway line that says that the Power Rangers apparently look like Star Trek villains or something like that. And I was like, I didn't know that that was a thing in Power Rangers, that apparently Star Trek exists. I think that's the same chimp that they used for Bulk and Skull. Yeah.
I forgot that that was the thing for Bulk and Skull for like the first half of the season.
Or at least one of them is.
No, but I think both of them do.
But why did they get turned into... I never understood that. Did they cut their budget or something for Turbo?
I don't know. I think they were just running out of ideas. Because
they were still using the voiceovers.
Yeah, they still voiced the monkeys.
Ernie left due to his health, which I figured
out. Posted that
Which is understandable.
Bro, who took over the juice bar, man? Come on.
Lieutenant Stone, bro.
Lieutenant Stone.
Oh, Lieutenant Stone takes
yeah, that's why it's funny.
Lieutenant Stone doesn't know how to run a juice bar. He can't even keep track of Bulk and Skull.
He can't even be a private
guy. Dude, he can't
even be a cop.
Oh, they explained that he got his job back as a cop.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's why he was giving Bulk and Skull one more last chance.
Ah.
This guy definitely is the coolest looking guy.
Oh, Rygog? Yeah.
Like I said, he's kind of like the main villain in the Sentai, kind of.
Yeah, I felt that once he went big. Did he go big?
This guy.
At least not in the episode.
No,
that
I'm thinking
of
Porto.
A Porto.
This other guy is totally lame, dude.
Elgar.
Like, really lame.
I gotta admit, I kind of appreciate the like animatronics in the mask.
Dude, that's kind of cool. Freaking
dude, in the TV show, they're broken. Right now, dude, the TV show, they're broken as all hell.
Yeah, but here, like...
Oh, they made sure from the movie.
Yeah. Like, it actually works really well.
Yo, what? Divatox has tits,
I wonder if Divatox can even breathe.
Divatox's boobs are, like, popping out.
Like, can she even breathe?
Ben, you haven't said much.
As mad.
Yeah, no, he has pointed out a few things.
All right, so here's some continuity
issues.
That's
the Transformers.
Yeah, it is.
All right, here's a continuity issue.
Stone Canyon, bro?
Oh, shit.
You're supposed to wear it on your fucking finger.
Yeah. Dead Stone. Yeah,
that's not how you hold it. Was that Dennis Eckersley right there, dude? Or is that Kaplan? No, right here. The bottom.
That's definitely Kaplan.
Look at that, right there.
That is definitely Kaplan. It looks like him.
That might be.
With this fake ass wig?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I was going to point out, this doesn't make any sense, because in the first episode of Turbo, they end up, or maybe they went back from whatever planet they were on, and then went back into the water in Earth, I don't know.
Hey, where's the normal Bulk and Skull music?
Yeah, they got their jobs back somehow.
Men, listen up, because you know how I hate to repeat myself. I hate to repeat myself.
Just good, sir.
I need to remind you of our luck in getting rehired. Men, I have an important assignment for you. It's an easy one, but one that will, Stolovich, are you listening to me?
With you, sir.
Well, listen to this. Precisely at 1900 hours, you will relieve me of my duties. At
he lost his hot dog.
Do I make myself just a bun. Clear?
Got it, sir.
Yes, sir.
What else do you expect at this point?
With mine, sir.
What the hot dog disappeared?
Oh, what? Excuse me.
Okay, I'm not the only one that noticed that.
Excuse me, movie.
How did the hot dog disappear?
That, yeah. We're gonna tease you with tangas, but no tangas.
Reminds me of parts of Australia.
My Game Boy Color.
Shikusa reminds me of parts of Australia. Girl, they damn near so close to each other. Right? Fucking Australia and Africa?
Not that, no, not that close.
I don't fucking know. No, I'm saying they're close to each other, though.
No, not really, not at all. Australia is close to Japan.
Let me clarify. They're definitely closer than went to fucking Earth.
That, but
what?
Oh my god. Wow, America. this movie's fucking me up.
No, I don't know about that.
Bro,
guy.
You're one of those people. That
oh
makes
my
Earth
god!
Is a donut now.
Yeah. Are you the Earth? Of the...
Jesus Christ! I was trying to get the Earth. No. I'm saying though, for cat wise, that Africa is close, and Africa and Australia are closer. The two of them are closer than them to Earth.
Not that you literally just repeated your.
Oh
mistake.
My god! To fucking America. I'm done.
No, they're not that close. Australia is close to Japan. Asia.
It is likely the reason that Larigo has come to Earth and evil energy surrounds it.
See? Zordon said Earth. There you go.
Wow.
He meant to say America.
To be fair, we never are straight up told that Angel Grove is...
Yes, it's in California.
No, I know that, but it's never like blatantly said by anybody.
I don't think. Oh, they
didn't. I think so.
Yeah.
Is this where they get turned into chimps?
No.
I thought it wasn't
they
until
get turned
the show.
In the show they do.
Okay, it's the show.
No, this is where they get turned into like French fucking pirates or something. I don't know. What the fuck? That was a weird scene. That guy in the background was definitely wearing like a Michael Myers fucking mask.
Yeah, I see it.
Is this guy?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is it a Halloween episode again?
Oh, that's weird. Freeze frame it at 18 minutes and 8 seconds and you'll find it.
It's not hard to miss.
No.
Like, is it seriously something that they forgot to edit out? Like, somebody just photobombed the movie?
Yeah. Well, it looked like he was waving like, no, don't go, but there was no reason that guy should have wore a mask.
I think they were trying to stop them before they hit the shed.
Oh, maybe.
That's the same. That sound is reused. That's the same sound they used when they fucking the Rangers morphed to see Ivan Ooze for the first time.
Is it?
Yeah, that when they came down.
Ah.
That was. It's the exact same sound.
Interesting. I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
The slightest.
Ivan Ooze should have been brought back.
Should have been brought back in general.
Bulk and Skull must need serious therapy with all the shit they go through. Without any powers. Lyrical sinners get stronger.
Tony, do you mind if I stop for a minute?
You okay?
Yeah, it's just...
I like for as advanced technology they have, they couldn't make the screen bigger.
They also, like, didn't have, like... Oh, never mind. I was gonna say they didn't have, like, a canteen. Oh, wait. There it is.
Thanks.
That is a small thing for
they're dating by now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is where we kind of get to see the Zeomorph. We kind of see it.
They never actually morph.
She kind of does. Cat kind of does.
How many sips is he going to take out of the shot glass? Little chunks over there.
Tommy's the fucking man, bro.
It's not going to bite you.
It's just a friendly anaconda.
Get away from that anaconda so I can get mine.
Anaconda vice?
Yeah, here we go.
What's the thing with Tommy?
Oh, you're right. She does morph.
Yep. But, like, kinda. It gets interrupted by water, apparently.
Well...
Is that for Zed's bow staff?
Yeah, here we go. This is Zeomorph.
How did she do that? Hold on.
She literally just went like this.
Flicked her wrist?
Yeah. And it just... Yeah, see?
Yeah.
She just summoned it, like...
Is
Oh, it's caught.
That's oh. Right. Wait, no, but it's still attached.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, and it gets interrupted by water.
Yeah, but they've, well, no, I'll give it that. They've never, that's never happened.
But it's also never been established that something like that should even phase the powers.
Can we talk about how
Jason David Frank just did the stunt?
He just did a professional swan dive.
Yeah, he literally did.
But can we also talk about the fact that he was fighting an anaconda?
He's done
and
worse.
Won, apparently. It's okay, thankfully these power boxes float.
You know what? I think we're missing it. I think that's why they needed the new powers. I think Cat fucked her Zeo Crystal up.
It's never said. And there's...
That would be the only explanation. Said. That she can't morph. And they
why
can't use...
Alpha fix it.
Because yeah. Alpha doesn't have fucking Billy, that's why.
Water shouldn't be irreparable damage to a morpher.
Unfortunately, these morphers still run on electricity, Rangers.
Welcome to Apple.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't buy a warranty.
Why is Phantom Ranger introduced in this?
Good question.
Is Phantom Ranger introduced in Turbo?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the other side of the rock?
I don't know.
This is a Joe, really dangerous studios right now, just floating in the water.
Yeah, Sabine didn't care about safety, let's be real.
It's a really dangerous scene in the film. Just
oh, now him. There's a flotation device.
Only in his backpack.
Shit. Oh, that was just an establishing shot. Mm-hmm.
Yo, she fucks her leg up, bro.
Oh, yeah, that looks pretty nasty.
Are you okay? How did she hurt her leg? She didn't hit anything.
Oh, we don't know that.
Yeah, she could have.
You watched her land in the water.
Yeah, but she could have
hit those
rock.
Rocks. Yeah, spiky rocks. We also don't know how deep that water was.
Why is there floating black dot?
I see it.
It's filming error.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't find her? No, it's still there. Well,
check them out. I even scrambled their brains so they'd be easier to deal with. Ta-da! What do you think?
Are you? Why do they have, like, gray hair?
Because he just said they scrambled their brains. I think this is a reference to something else. Like Bride of Frankenstein with the gray hair or some shit.
Oh,
fucking, I don't know, Scotty. What am I doing? Don't blow it. Vulcan skull. No. Why they have gray hair all of a sudden?
All they've blown right now is all their action careers.
Oh, man. We're headed in the right direction. The signal's getting fainter.
He must be weakening from the sun's heat. Tell me we've got to hurry.
Let's go.
Boy, all this over a snake. How are you going to handle Divatox?
Maybe you'd be able to...
These monkeys are better rangers.
Well, the ape was a Megazord.
Back during the power of Ninja.
Ninja blows this dude away, man. Like, it ain't even close.
The alpha. Yes. See, he's the alpha.
Yeah,
I'm telling. Like, they fucking all. I don't know the guy. Like Turbo, they go into it a little bit more.
What the shit?
Damn, that's pretty severe.
That's what he says. He's like looking for alpha. He's looking for his best friend.
Alpha, phone home. Yeah, it's like ET. It's freaking.
Tommy starting to look more like Adam with the wavy hair.
I've definitely seen this for some reason. He heals her leg with that stick,
yeah.
Right? When the fuck did this movie come out?
97.
Like 97 or 8?
I definitely saw this movie when I was a kid.
I told you you probably did.
Yeah. I mean, this was like the shit back in that day, yeah. Because this was fucking Power. This was still when Power Rangers, like, ruled everything.
Until this came out.
Can we talk
about...
Yeah,
until this came out, and then it ruined... Yeah, it ruined, like, everything.
Can we talk about how, one, there's monkey dick on TV? Two...
Yeah, in a kid's movie.
Yeah. Two... When did Tommy get the time to make a perfectly symmetrical and, like, fucking, tied up splint for her leg.
True.
Yeah. There's clearly a huge gap in time
back
here.
Back to the command center.
Like, it wasn't even tree twine or anything.
I think they're about to.
Wasn't even twine. Like, it was like straight up a lace.
Rangers, Toto has not blessed the rains down in Africa recent enough for us to get a beat on your location.
Is that Rafiki, bro?
It might be.
Jesus. it's Jason and Kimberly.
Are they hooking up
now?
No. Just for some reason, they're hanging out. Just the two of them.
Because the explanation was is that they obviously know the Rangers were fucking doing something. Jason, after he lost his power, Kimberly hit him up and was like, hey, do you want to go? I'm coming back in town to visit some friends and family. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
That's basically what happened.
Do you want to form the We're No Longer Rangers Club?
All you got to do is find Billy and,
Find, Zach.
Die trying, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was still alive at this time.
I don't think her and Zach wanted anything to do with, I'm sorry. Zach was actually doing
this. Yeah, stuff. I think he was still voice acting some monsters and stuff. I mean, to this day, I think he still does.
Yeah, I believe he does.
That was a really long shot for no reason.
It'll be my pleasure. Jason, keep him with the black.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Now let's reel in that. Are they not dead? He's probably with Zordon by now. Remove the mind block. He uses his wife Yara to contact Yara.
That thing has a wife.
You can take the one off the baby, but that's cool.
We have a full medical facility now, Rangers.
Not the fire, no, they do. The sun has
taken its toll on him. There's also no explanation for this new command center. I wonder who's after him.
This is the under chamber, Rangers.
No, this is still in the power chamber.
Receiving, we can help him. Alpha, attach the cranial transmission scanner and connect it to the viewing globe. Aye, aye,
aye. Zordon, it's not a globe. So listen well. Larigo must surrender. Say hello to Larigo's family. Yara, loving wife and caring mother to
God, this is getting by me. This is totally troll inspired.
We have yet to shift into turbo.
Bring him to me. Oh, and by the way, as a token of my appreciation, I'll swear. For a kid's movie, her tits are really nice.
So the actress that plays Diva Tox, they asked her after, you know, when in space, after when Zordon dies, everybody comes good?
Yeah.
They asked her, said, why did you never return? She goes, oh, it had nothing to do with pay or anything. She goes, I felt my character, I would only be good as a, she's like, I could only be heel, more or less.
Yeah.
She's like, it would make no sense for me to be face. I'm like, that's fucking dedication to that role.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's the Dear John letter bitch.
He goes, Kimberly. Jason, I'm not shocked to see you. I saw you, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah, like, but, yeah, like literally, this is, like, what, a week after, yeah. Like, fucking Zio?
I'm very confused right now.
That's the OG Red Ranger and the OG Pink Ranger.
No, the troll guy. Wasn't he with them? How'd he end up with
Jason? Still got the earring, bro.
What was it?
Jason, right? Wait, what? Hold on. What, Ben?
The little troll guy. Wasn't he just with the fucking other two Rangers? How'd he end up with the fucking big titty girl?
That's his wife.
No, that's his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
so apparently. So it's the same costume, just a different hair color.
Pretty much, yeah.
My name is Antonio Montana. Antonio Banderas? What?
He said Montana. You are speaking to us. Yeah, they really were running out of shit to do for these guys.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, dude.
At least within space, they actually, like, had some creative ideas.
This just makes me go to think what Jason would have been like in the original movie.
Yeah. The original movie would have been way better. Power Rangers in space would have been way better.
Oh my god, fucking Cat pointing out the fucking Oblivious. Look at this.
As good friends should.
Thank you. Fucking, I'm so happy that Zordon ignores it. He basically calls her a fucking idiot.
What? That was very low key, like, you're a dumbass, Cat.
I believe that Divatox plans to use Larigo and his golden key to pass through the treacherous nemesis.
Like, way to adhere to the blonde stereotype.
Once there, she will likely travel to the lost island of Miranthius and attempt to join forces with.
You think Zordon was ever like, God, I'm sick of this shit?
I'm sure. Actually, that happens in halfway through Turbo.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's gotta go home. Yeah.
He pieces out. He's like, I'm
now,
sick
for
of
as many resources as this fucking guy has, you think Zordon would prepare ahead for all this bullshit?
They didn't prepare for it because they didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
But he has all this knowledge, like, he knows, like, it's gonna happen.
No, Zordon can't predict the future.
I mean, he is stuck in a time warp.
They'll be like, what's happening? He literally was just like, oh, they're gonna go to a different dimension and team up with this other evil. If you know the plan, why did you not prepare for this?
Yes.
Oh, they're gonna explain the. Hold on.
You know a questionable amount of what this lady is up to right now.
Lady.
Let's see. Alright, so there's a lot of factors going into the point where we're trying to introduce new powers.
Wendy!
Alright, hold on.
Hold on.
But why? We can't let him do that. It's his family,
Cat. We did the same for each other.
I just hope they're okay.
Okay, listen. We'll get Kim and Jason out of there. Then we'll go after Largo's family. Look, Kimberly and Jason were Power Rangers once.
Gangster.
If anyone can get to it, they can.
We'll take care of it.
Adam said that, like, so past tense. Once. Like, ages ago.
Yeah, like, how about, Jason was a Ranger twice, you dingus.
Yo, he said that like a gangster. He said, we'll take care of them, then we'll go to the family.
family.
We'll pay him a fucking visit. Your fucking dick.
We still have not shifted into Turbo. They look a little bit different on the show.
They are. They actually have a helmet instead of a
yeah,
mask.
Like open face.
Yeah.
But they're still dumb.
They are. What the fuck are they called?
They have the power to teleport across the planets, but they use jet skis.
Not the enemies. Well, actually, you know what, Vin? You're right.
I mean, they get around quick somehow.
Oh, this is when they put the decoys out.
You have no choice, humans! This is as close as you get! Now send the wizard down!
He voiced two characters in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This guy looks like the Chinatown version of Thanos.
Yo, Largo.
Wow,
was,
that
like, 80s
dipped. Ass sound effect, though.
Dude, he teleported to walk further.
Yeah, he did.
Deuces.
But later, y'all.
Come on, so fast.
Come on, you have us came for. Let him rest go.
Tommy, that was the most last resort thing you could have thought of to say.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shit, he's already there, so let our friends go.
Like, if only the rest of us had Zio powers.
Why are you so intimidated by these guys? Like, seriously.
I'm telling you, once Cat fucked her morpher up, that's why.
That should, even if her morpher is fucked, it should only interfere with the sword.
It shouldn't interfere anything with the other Rangers.
Yeah, it had nothing to do.
You know, a freaking connection to the freaking...
I thought that's how the Zio crystal worked, though, is that it had to work as one whole... Mm.
Well, they split apart.
Yeah, but they split apart so that they can each have a piece.
Yeah, but if one's fucked up, it doesn't...
That's never established.
Yo, this guy's a gangster. He knocked him out and just threw him in the fucking ocean.
So if anybody at Boom Studios is listening, can you fill that gap?
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if they could redeem this show in the comics somehow.
There's no way they would have gotten to the time.
Not even Sentai doesn't.
Sentai aren't even attached.
No, the Sentai... What?
Sentais aren't even attached.
Yeah, no. The Sentai in Japan was like a satire of Super Sentai. It was meant to be kind of like a comedy.
Way to go, Rangers. This might be your
dude.
Biggest...
I'm sorry. I enjoy the Sentai footage of Turbo. It's fucking fun.
Yeah, I mean, well, because it knows what it was.
Yeah.
This may be your biggest screw up ever, Rangers.
Yeah. A pretty big budget screw up.
Stupid ass bitch.
So far, the best thing about this movie might be Jimmy Thompson's boobs.
Yeah, I think everybody can agree on that.
Dude, I have to give the parents something to watch too. That's a kid's
list. That is true.
All right, I'll point this out for any nerds that are currently watching this movie. The actress that played Divatox did in fact do a movie where she's fully exposed. You can look it up. I don't know the film, but that did happen.
I wonder what the explanation is for like half of her mask being fucked up.
I say that like a film critic.
Because you say that like a fucking perverted flasher at the mall who's got like a little penis and big balls.
What?
You're like, she fully presents herself.
Oh.
As
I was
saying. Don't worry. Once we get to the
island of this scene, I don't understand what the point was. I mean, it's funny, but it's like fucking weird.
A huge fucking fly.
What the fuck?
See? I think is that the only time we ever see her do that?
Yes. I believe so. My Malagor's appetite will ignite once he sees the powerless offerings I brought him. Those 2x power cubes would be the perfect wedding meal for my Malagor. Did she catch them knowing they were Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we come back here. Yeah, it seems like we had a
see?
Jason got, like, he lost muscle mass here.
Jason
he's
does
not totally, as ripped.
He's totally about to try and get it.
He could have at this point.
Yay, we had the doofy noise. Yay.
He was doing the whole, like, high school moon on your lodges.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing out for school things?
What is this fucking test track? Like, what is, like...
It's the introduction.
That's
to
it. That's it's
Boy Color.
It is. It's fucking test track. It's literally Tommy's like.
It's got all technology except.
Yeah.
Look.
All right. Look at this.
You now have the power of micro machines.
Yeah.
Runs on Windows 98.
Literally.
Hold on.
Windows XP.
Yeah. Level stabilizers off 8.40.
Full throttle power output. Okay, all systems go here.
The Zord you are now creating will possess the power to carry you safely on your quest through the Nemesis Triangle to rescue Larigo, his family, and our friends.
Okay, that... Okay, so they needed specific Zords? They need... Wait, what? Transportation to go?
They needed cars instead of the mystical powers of Zeo.
Behold your new Turbo Zords.
Why couldn't they call the fucking Gold Ranger and help them out?
Damn, Zordon is here.
These Zords are thankfully insured graciously by
Trey was dealing with his own shit,
Zordon
honestly,
really
at this point.
I don't care if they might have seizures due to lighting.
Yeah, right.
Yo, but anybody
you
that's...
walk through the strobe lights and get to your new...
That's who he... Dude, that's who he is. That's Elgar. I just realized. It's Arco. The fucking giant face thing.
What?
Arco? The giant face Zord. The one that's like a tiki? In
What?
What the fuck is that guy's name?
Yeah, Auric the Conqueror?
Yes.
They don't sound alike at all.
Look it up. I think it is.
Is it?
I hear it.
I mean, it could be, but they don't really sound that much alike.
Scotty, look that up. Auric the Conqueror and Elgar, if they're the same voice actor.
I'm Googling right now.
All right. Another thing I want to point out is that the scaling of these... cars puzzles me because I think the show they're fucking huge.
Yeah, well,
these are like
the Sentai footage.
Yeah,
like they're actually like huge
because they drive past other cars. That's like,
you know what would have made this movie great? I mean, it would have made no sense for the year it was actually made in, but if the camera pans over the car and you just see Vin Diesel standing there and he's like,
yes,
one last ride.
If they were to reboot this, that would be how
fucking
I would expect
Fast and Furious meets fucking Power Rangers. One last ride.
Yeah, who voiced Elgar and what else did he voice? I hear it for some reason. And I'm looking at it and I'm like... Anything, Scotty?
That thing looks like the lights on it look like the creepy googly eyes from that hand show.
Yeah, they do.
No, it looks like the Geico money.
What?
The headlights? You ever see the stack of the Geico money where...
I actually have not, actually.
Yeah. Alright, we'll figure it out. Dude, I want these cars.
They are extraordinary cars. vehicles equipped with the power and velocity.
Hey, Vin, that black dot's back.
Individually, they are formidable fighting machines. But when merged together, they form the Turbo Megazord, the most powerful Zord ever created.
Nailed it. Same guy.
Did I really?
Or Manny nailed the same guy. Derek Steven Prince did Eldar and Orc the Conqueror.
Wow. Holy shit.
Huh.
Desert Thunder will be yours to command.
Hold on, I just want to point out, Vin, would you name any of your cars what they're naming their cars right now?
What were they naming them?
Just listen.
Adam, Desert Thunder will be yours to command. Catherine, yours is called Wind Chaser. Tanya, Doomstar is your Turbo Zord. And Tommy, Red Lightning will serve you well.
Thanks, sir.
I like that Adam can't really catch a break with his Zords.
I feel like they're going to be in real life Rocket.
Yeah, they are. Oh! That's what the Zords were making me think of. They were making me think of Rocket League.
Oh, they use the... Oh, okay. They use... The, they're... Thank you. They
so
create
the key to the car.
They created
is
them from... They No, well, you know, that's true. But they created them from Larigo's power.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know. When the fuck was that supposed to be mentioned in the show if you didn't see the movie?
I think it is also mentioned again. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it just said they're using the same keys as Larigo's. I was like, oh.
But together, and only together, will they be powerful enough
to
Larigo
is the creator of the powers.
Now,
which are
Rangers
somehow connected to cars.
Ready?
Ready.
It's time to shift into turbo!
No, Zordon mentioned that, like, his Zord has to stay behind.
There you will find the Ghost Galleon, a phantom ship which will take you and the Zords through the Nemesis Triangle.
You must merge the power of your keys the moment you cross into the triangle.
The combined power of
your keys... Yo, deadass. Okay, this is only a reference that we're going to get. Cat is walking the same way the fucking...
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
The Nemesis Triangle.
You must merge the power of your keys the moment
I was hoping I wasn't the only one to notice
that.
Walking
the same way that
Burger King
that Greg walks.
The ship nor your Zords will be detectable by Divatox.
Aye, aye, aye. Good luck, Rangers.
Thanks, Alpha.
Good luck, and may the power protect you.
All right, Rangers, power up!
Jeez.
This is a cool scene, I ain't gonna lie. They look generally fucking happy. Dude, one of the most self-aware episodes, I think, is the third episode into Turbo.
Yeah.
Where they're like, fuck, we can't figure out how to drive these things.
I mean, I doubt these things came with manuals. Look how far behind the Reds lag.
Yeah.
But...
One of them is... Adams is legit just a van.
Yeah. It's just an SUV. And why are they out of their suits? Like, they morphed just to demorph.
Well, they needed to accept the power, and then... Yeah.
Thank you for that, Ron Lasseter.
By accepting this honor, you are also accepting a great responsibility. As the newest Ranger, you must take your lead from the others and learn to use your new powers wisely. You will command the Mountain Blaster and be henceforth known as the Blue Ranger.
Okay, I think the blue Turbo Ranger has the best costume out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks fucking
disagree.
Sweet.
Ah, no Power Rangers in sight. I knew Zordon would get it through his thick skull, not to mess with me.
I'm no veterinarian, but I think it's dying.
Oh,
what?
Let that precious little Yarian
I mean, that was kind of funny, I guess, but.
I don't get it. Why is it dying? It's not in the sunlight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want this car.
Jerry, you realize it's like a go-kart, right?
I know. But it's still fucking sweet.
Like, it looks like it's like paper mache.
But they didn't even, like, try and make it the real size of a car.
You guys?
Like, he's about as tall as
it. Yeah.
Cheap.
Fucking Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, we gave you these highly powerful cars so you can get to this old ass ship.
In water.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I felt about this as a kid.
I didn't really care either way. It was just dumb how they, like, wrote off Rocky like that.
Sure, that was because Rocky was still in the show. So it was weird, and then I was like, oh, Justin's here to stay? All right, cool.
Wow, cool.
I remember not
Wait,
liking...
Is this the moment where the kid becomes one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's blue.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger.
They're like, Zordon is clearly lost.
Tommy, yeah, Tommy's fed up with this.
Yeah, Tommy's like, I'm sick of Zordon shit.
Good thing you don't need
Could
a
they save the powers for Jason or Kimberly? Duh.
So, yeah, right? Our whole mission is to rescue two people who have held the power before. But no, let's give it
yeah,
to...
Yeah, exactly. Tommy's like fucking Tony Stark in this whole fucking scene. He's like, alright, we'll just talk about this shit later. Done.
Talk about it. It's not your fucking decision.
Who had to put up with Zordon shit more, Jason or Tommy?
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason. Jason almost talked back to him.
Jason had to put up with way more shit.
Jason got angry, and Zordon's like, "You better step in fucking front of me."
Okay, everybody on board?
Yep, we're all here.
Let's check out the ship.
Jason had to deal
it's
with
it. It's a haunted pirate ship.
Is this the same ship they used for the new Power Rangers movie?
Ah, Lord only knows. For,
that they had Reed on?
Lord only knows.
Joe!
Yo.
Did they recycle this ship? When they use Elizabeth Banks and they find Rita? In the new Power Rangers movie?
This ship is actually from something. Can't fucking think of what.
Probably a Muppet Treasure Island or something.
That might have actually been close.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a crested with jelly beans.
Robin Williams hook.
that could be it too as well. What?
Looks like the portal keys also control the ship.
Which blows my mind because how did they know that? They specifically made the keys that were gonna.
How convenient.
See how loose the
fucking... Yeah, it really did. How convenient that...
The one's not even turned. Like, they're not in sync. The one's, like, crooked.
Fun fact, that's the Sentai logo for the show and the key.
Oh, the triangle?
Yeah, it's a triangle with, like, a C in it.
Yo, Jack Sparrow is turning in whatever futuristic grave he's in right now.
They're all resting by themselves.
Why are they trying to make this seem so awesome and whimsical? It's like, it's a fucking ship!
It's the pirate ship from Goonies, man. It's freaking One-Eyed Willy ship, bro. Look.
There is
clearly
nothing...
see somebody.
You can see, like, the cast of Goonies.
Goonies never say die!
This is where this song came from? I didn't know it originated in Turbo.
I feel like I'm watching, like, a fucking South Park game right now.
No, we kind of might as well be.
I hope the Ravens were paying attention to this movie. Like,
we are the Power Rangers, Ben. We can't save the day.
Yeah.
Maddie, this movie makes the new Power Rangers movie look amazing.
It does.
Like, really, dude.
Like,
it does. It's... Joe, this movie makes the new Power Rangers look amazing.
Like, it makes me want to cry myself to sleep.
This might be the worst sequel of all time, literally.
And it's funny, it's the only one that's canon.
Yeah, that's what makes it unfortunate.
Yeah, no, they couldn't have made a space movie with Zane or something. Or just made a movie with Zane.
They would have been pushing it if they made an in-space movie. Saban was probably like... Guys, we saved the franchise has the money. Let's go to Galaxy. I don't know what he's for.
I think that was my biggest problem with Lost Galaxy was that it was a space season following a space season.
Can we just talk about how he just said...
No, but it was a different galaxy, a different character.
It was, but, like, I didn't appreciate it back then because it was just, like, it's in space again.
Can we talk about how he just said a fucking giant pirate ship was untraceable?
Yeah.
But no, I just want to comment on that. Matt, I like that, though. I like the idea of it not being on Earth.
Plus, they freaking kill the main character in, like, the first
episode. Yeah, no, I mean, like, Lost Galaxy's a cool show, but I think, like, I couldn't wait for it to end.
Really?
Because, like, well, at the time, I remembered seeing the commercials for Lightspeed Rescue, and I was just like, that shit looks so cool!
And, nothing for nothing. You gotta give the costume people the props.
You gotta give Toei for... this is all recycled, I bet.
Except for Divatox. No, yeah. Divatox, I don't think is based, like, the costume or anything. I don't think came from...
I think Divatox's costume was an old BDSM movie she did. Really.
I just find it weird.
Fox was like, guys, we really gotta seriously, like, revamp this costume.
But what's with, like, what's with, like, the mask being, like, half broken is what I'd like to know.
It's like Wonder Woman headpiece with a freaking eye.
It's the same thing as the...
Because if it was covered on both ends, she would look like Hawk Woman.
Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, it's the same piece as the other guys wear. It's just half-assed. Like her putty squad. Just one just missing parts.
Yeah, but there's no reason for it to be broken. Really.
Her henchmen freaking... Makes me freaking cry for the putties and the Tango Warriors. And the,
Man, putties were the shit.
And freaking the, balls.
Those look like cocktail weenies, man.
What were the guys in the Machine Empire called?
Cogs.
Dude, the cogs were badass because the Rangers couldn't fight them.
Is that a fucking joke?
What?
They're about 400 feet away from the
they're
ship.
Really close.
They're 400 feet away from the ship, but it's unfucking traceable.
It's untraceable, guys.
They can't trace it in.
We can't use our periscope either, apparently.
But you can send four fucking sea urchins on the ship.
Why are there gremlins on the side of the ship?
There's two rules, guy. Don't feed them after midnight and don't get them wet. And they're in the fucking ocean.
Cat takes, like, the mother role to Justin. He said his mother passed away? That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
How do you not notice this?
Yeah, really.
I'm way too excited to sleep. The only way I can relate Tommy to Justin is, like, even in the show, Tommy's, like, mentoring Justin, but the only reason he's doing it is because it's, like, oh, this is my girlfriend's, like, kid kind of thing.
Yeah. He kind of is thrown into the situation. He has no say in the matter.
Yeah. You know what? As I was rewatching Turbo, I like Justin. He's not as bad as I remember.
He fits in better with TJ and Carl and all them.
Yeah.
Than he does with the original Rangers, man.
Why'd he close it down?
Well, not the original Rangers, but the...
He just couldn't focus.
The OGs.
Mm-hmm. First Turbo Rangers.
He'll find it again. He just needs a little time, that's all. I know. And when he does...
What's things turn into Octopi, bro? What is it?
Oh, I think he just mentioned his dad.
Yeah, yes. You have to remember the Wave family now, too. Come here.
I mean, we kind of have no choice. Zordon said so.
Props to the whoever did that.
Even Power Rangers need to sleep. Okay.
Not if you're Kimberly.
Yeah.
Justin's got the same haircut as the kid from Free Willy, man.
I mean, when I first started growing my hair out, kind of looked like that.
Tommy's like, will you make an owl head yet? What?
Okay, to be fair, those things are kind of cool looking. Compared to everything else we've seen in this movie.
It looks like a stegosaurus.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like I've seen those before.
They're probably reused from something.
No, I'm saying they look, I don't know if it's villain-esque, but...
they look like freaking Blazar from Ninja Turtles, the second movie.
Yes!
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Morph, dude!
What the fuck?
You got the power, dummy, morph.
His Adam senses are tingling.
Adam's like, oh shit. Dude, I fucking love Adam. He doesn't get as much credit as he deserves.
No, he doesn't.
Adam's tall, man.
Yeah.
He was just like, he was never
gonna be Zack.
He's just solid, man.
That's why I said once Zio. Dude, literally, once Zio came in, him and Rocky came into their own.
Adam just went better with the team,
though. Whoa, alright.
Yo, and Tanya's fucking damn, bro.
Tanya's solid, too. Bro, I told you Tanya was better than Aisha. Like,
she is.
When we started watching Mighty Morphin, I was like,
yeah.
Like, literally, the best thing about, like, the transfer from Mighty Morphin to Zio was Tanya, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha was just there, man. Tanya
actually has,
like, a storyline. What is this, man?
It's a waste of props, my guy.
Yeah, it really is.
Fine.
I don't think this lizard knows... or kisses shit about your fucking karate routine.
Yeah, right. Alright.
Is that what you need to do to stop monsters and Power Rangers? Just fucking shadow box and
pretty much
hope you scare them off.
Yeah.
He was inspired by Johnny Cage, bro.
What's the love potion?
Oh my god.
You're too young.
I'm surprised Tani even knows what that is, given her history in the show.
It's fucking reruns.
True.
Yeah, geez, Jason really has not been to the gym or something. He lost muscle mass.
Jason is mad thin, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, Jason looks
dude,
like...
Dude, he was ripped in Zio.
Bro, yeah.
Bro, Jason...
Like, he is, like, really thin here.
Jason looks like he freaking...
How far away was Zio filmed to this movie?
De-aged, bro.
But, like his head actually looks like it's too big.
Dude, he looks healthy, though.
No, I'm not saying he looks bad, but he's not as ripped.
Wouldn't that mean...
Like, he's jacked in both Mighty Morphin and Zio, but here, he's just, like, average, you know... Like a normal dude who goes to the gym a lot.
And make it up in one breath. It's our only chance. Yeah, Jace
is so fucking smart, bro. Ugh.
He comes with all the ideas.
Hashtag.
Except for that.
Hashtag. That was kind
of... Hashtag, he's my Red Ranger.
Our Red Ranger. He's the Red Ranger.
Always Red Ranger.
At last, we're finally approaching the Nemesis Triangle!
Did she just say Clangle?
The Nemesis Triangle?
Chris Krangle?
Yeah, Chris Krangle. Jingle, jingle, jangle.
Who knew?
He's the king of jangling.
Where's Alfonso, bro?
Oh my god, if Alfonso was here, we'd be taking 2 hours to get through this movie.
He would need LSD.
For each half an hour, would be 2 hours.
Yeah.
Dude, he would need LSD to get through this.
Listen.
Oh shit. Hold on.
Joe, what did you do?
I don't know, man. Fucked up.
I'm all for Kimberly taking off more clothes, but. Why would you take off a wetsuit in a room you're already fucking waist deep in water?
Okay,
and that water's
that
coming
screen.
In and you're getting soaked. Like they're getting soaked and they have wetsuits.
She's trying to, you know, expand her, you know, acting.
I'm all about seeing her in a wet t-shirt, but...
You mean there's no residual Gold Ranger power for you to use?
Unfortunately, no.
There it is.
Tommy bothers me throughout this whole movie.
Why? Because he's another one who's looking two different directions. Right now, I'm looking at him. He's looking at me with his right eye and Matt with his left.
No. No, I'm talking about because of Kimberly. immediately, as soon as he sees her, he reverts and basically he's like, I gotta save Kim. And Kat gives, and like, I don't know if it's confidence or Kat's like looking the part right now, but like, literally, Kim, do you not remember the letter?
After Kimberly dissed him, bro?
Yeah, like, that was fucked up.
Straight disrespect.
Like, she
and
literally.
And then you're hanging out with your best friend? Like, what the fuck?
What was that?
He trusts Jason, though. Jason wouldn't do that. Jason was dating what's her name?
What happened with the letter?
Okay, so Kimberly and Zio breaks up with Tommy through a Dear John letter.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And this is her, like, reappearance in the franchise, like, since that happened.
The Nemesis Triangle.
And automatically, Tommy's like, I have to go.
Timmy's like, shoot it.
That a fucking tidal wave?
I think it was supposed to be.
Joe, don't slip on the bouncy ball.
Why did you?
What?
What if at the end of this movie, Kat and Tommy meet the franchise and Jason and Kimberly take their place?
So that wouldn't happen. Savon wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would have saved Turbo. I'm not sure.
I don't think it would have saved Turbo either.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like,
the smartest... Savon...
I'm scraping for ideas here, guys.
No, dude, Savon dragged Mighty Morphin out more than it should have been.
Yeah.
Or more than possible. That's how lucky he was. And the fact that now they have to do a new Power Rangers show every year, which is, again,
well,
what Sentai was.
Yeah, it's to line up with the Sentai footage that they reused.
Did you guys not notice the baby shark jump out of the glass?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I saw it, yeah.
No one's acknowledging that.
No, but I see it.
Not for nothing, they shouldn't have to rely on any Sentai anymore. They could just create their own thing.
No, that involves money, guy.
And that also breaks the partnership with Toei.
You know what? Probably.
I mean, unless they can bring back the Dragonzord, bro.
Dragonzord, dude, the DLC for Dragonzord in Legacy Wars is fucking amazing.
I saw the
bro, it's good.
Bro. Tense. My Zord, yo.
Yeah.
You might be willing to sacrifice yourself, Runt, but how much do you love your little family? Hmm? Elgar, grab the baby!
Bro, Dragonzord would toe-to-toe with Tiger Zord and Megazord.
Dragonzord would sink this fucking little submarine shit in a second.
So would Serpentera.
What I find funny about this is that during that scene when they're discovering who's actually, like, Jason and Kimberly are trapped,
yeah.
Had they shown Jason first, Tommy probably would have went like, oh, Jason's handling, he can handle himself.
Yeah, Jason's got this.
Yeah, he's got this, like, because that's happened before.
Yeah.
But he saw Kimberly and then was like,
shit,
and it's Jason. Like, still, like, dramatically fucking, like, he's like, oh my god.
Why did this, like, ancient celestial wizard wait this long to reproduce?
That is a
like,
great question.
Like, she just had this baby. Like,
yeah, that's a great question.
You'd have to ask
Ninja.
Nah, even
why
Ninja was
that Ninja would create new power points for him instead of this lame.
I think Ninja was fucking fed up with making
power. Yeah, Ninja's done. Ninja's like, screw you guys. Go away, please. Toodaloo.
Oh, let me pull those guys go away, dude.
This literally looks like a shit getting squeezed out.
Yeah, it does. It's like a constipation shit. Like, which is ironic, because it's in water.
Jason, why don't you just go through the bottom? It looks hollow as crap.
Yeah, it really looked a lot easier to open up that crating than to do with this.
I saw the scene in Titanic.
Yeah, right?
Then they died.
It doesn't end well for the guy.
You're telling me that Alpha couldn't get a read on them?
About the guys in the fucking...
trying to teleport him out?
When
he gets stuck at the door?
Oh, I forgot Vulcan Skull was here, too.
And they're just chilling there like they're not about to drown.
Yeah, right.
Matt.
What?
Tell me Alpha couldn't get a read on them and teleported them out?
Well, they just entered the Nemesis Zone. Or Triangle.
Tilt?
This movie makes me very tilted.
Just noticed that.
Okay, I do kind of hear Auric a little bit now. I feel like he must have voiced somebody in Beetleborgs or something, too.
He did, actually.
Yeah.
He was, Jabber.
Yes. There we go.
Oh my god. Did you see the wave...
that was just, like, frozen in place.
Yeah, but like everything in the back kept moving. The wave was like changing like
that. Yeah.
Guys, I might have to check myself with more numbers.
I'm gonna have to cry myself to sleep.
Just to watch Beetleborgs again, man.
Beetleborgs is my shit.
Oh, Beetleborgs is so bad, dude. It doesn't stand the test of time.
It really did not age like well at all.
Whoever wrote that was like high on some sort of
Saban?
psycho
habit drug, dude. Look at this, Chester. You're losing your first day on the job.
Oh, dude. Bulk did an interview with Shout Factory.
Yeah.
And so, what was your first experience like as a parent? He goes, the first thing Saban has ever said to me when he was doing the auditions or looking at the actors when he casted Bulk, he looks at his wife and goes, "Would you look at this idiot?"
Wow.
And then Bulk goes, "Oh, hey, he's not wrong. I am an idiot."
Damn.
The first thing he ever said to him.
Jason. If you were jacked like you normally are, you'd be able to do this yourself.
Yeah, right.
They would have ran out of breath right about... Oh, all right, never mind.
Well, it looks like they are. Yeah.
You know, the swimming probably would have been a lot easier in your diving gear.
Yeah, right?
How are they not fucking drowning?
Yeah, how is their room not filled with water? What are they looking through?
It ain't glass.
It's like one of those flood walls, except at the window.
Yeah. Oh, okay, they are in water. So they were floating, I guess.
Are they still aware that they're drowning?
I don't think they are.
Are they aware that they're them?
I can't keep my eyes open for that long underwater. Sorry.
I still can't get over these guys with the gray hair.
Dude. Yeah, it's really stupid.
It's really a stupid plot point, man.
That's really stupid.
Cue the music.
You guys, you have to exhale slowly on the way to the top, all right?
Sweet now, like a little copy.
So you have to exhale
slowly. Jason still have a zeal weapon?
Yeah. What?
Does Jason still have a zeal weapon?
It's probably useless, because he transferred the powers back to Trey.
Yeah,
so it's probably useless.
Does Jason have an earring on both sides, or just one?
I think just the one, yeah.
Because that scene just, that scene was shot in reverse.
Really, Kimberly?
Yeah, because it totally changed the ears.
Really, Kimberly?
He's like, I'll have an excuse to make a Kaza.
Yeah, I mean, she's wearing something underneath. It's not like you have to worry about decency. The Diva Tox clearly doesn't care.
Jason, really? Can you fucking kidding me?
He's like, fuck. Alright, guys, it's Warfin time. Fuck.
I should have been filled with water by now. You should be dead.
You should just let both the skull in there.
No, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Was that an IV?
Yeah, right? It really did look like that.
You guys literally could have waited.
She's very okay with just leaving him there like that. If I was the bad person, I'd go down there.
I'm totally down for making a bumper sticker that's what would Jason do in a situation. So Jason's smiling like, yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Here on Gilligan's
Okay, that's I've seen that island shot before.
I swear to you it's probably Gilligan's Island.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Movie cliche.
I mean, Justin.
But it's better than him saying he's king of the world. Let's be real. There
it is. Did anybody notice it cut to black for like a second?
Why is Tommy's shirt tighter? Yeah. Why is Tommy's shirt tighter than Kat's?
Yeah, right.
Does she show any emotion?
Who?
The girl in the yellow.
Tanya? Oh,
Tanya.
Yeah. Nah, Tanya's a badass. She don't give a fuck.
Is Tanya dating Adam?
Yeah.
Was this revealed?
Oh yeah,
in this movie.
No, it was
not
revealed
in the movie.
The
it was
before.
In Zio.
never see him making out or not.
That looks like it could fit one person.
It totally hey, I mean, the episode like that me and Matt saw, it's heavily implied.
They did not care about perspective at all.
No.
Whoa, what is with Darth Jason? Yo, what is... Yo, why is he a Sith Lord? Yo, he's a fucking Sith. This is what you get, Zordon, for not making him another fucking Ranger key or some shit.
Dude!
He's gone to the dark side,
dude,
guys.
That's when Jason turns evil. He's Darth
Vader. Yes! Finally, someone I can cheer for.
Sorry, I didn't mean to... I'm gonna run this whole fucking
what
scene.
What the fuck?
Darth Jason.
Dude, this is where the evil Red Ranger action figure comes from. That is the... I want a signed picture of this.
Oh my god. It's so good.
Darth Jason.
It's the best idea ever.
Darth Ranger?
Yeah.
I love that she's still on the moon.
I'm glad that they got... Okay, can I clarify? I'm glad they got their fucking castle back after killing
her. Yeah, like, I love that she's just still
but
there.
But she's not doing anything. She's literally like...
She's just like, I live here now.
Fuck the Rangers.
Yeah, she's just like, I live here. Whatever.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. Wasn't she, like, basically sent into, like, the Phantom Zone?
She comes back.
Yo, Zed is fucking hilarious.
She comes back.
Fucking Zed's got the blind on.
Zed is a very deep sleeper.
Thanks for nothing.
Right before you said that, I was really thinking, how does he sleep?
Scotty goes, finally, somebody I can relate to.
Someone I can root for.
Hey, well, this movie's giving us all headaches.
Yo,
ass shot.
This movie's already better than the other
ones. Alright, that made this movie a hell of a lot better.
What? Kimberly about to get, like,
Kimberly and fucking...
This is, one of those specific pornos.
I'm pretty sure they just pretended to stab her.
Is that Kamala's truck?
Oh my god.
She should have better camouflage. What should we do? We could rescue her, or we could enjoy some meat.
I want to buy them lunch.
Yeah,
one
right.
Day.
But I'd love to drink some booze with these guys.
I would have rather they made Bolt the Scholar Ranger instead of kid, man.
Bolt technically is the Yellow Time Force Ranger. Or Hyper Force Ranger.
Hyper Force, yeah. He's not Bulk, though.
No, he's Jack Thomas?
It's something like that. But it's the actor.
Yeah.
And they are canon.
Yeah, which is sweet.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. I can't get a lock on Largo.
Who cares about Largo? Fuck Jason Kimberly, dude. Who cares about Largo? Your friends are sitting there dying in a freaking water hole, and you're worried about this dumb wizard, man. Like, really?
That's legit, like, the sound my brother's car fucking makes when he opened his door. He's legit driving an old-ass, like, Subaru fucking Outback. Jesus.
He's literally driving the fucking mystery mobile.
Fucking...
Through a fucking
Yo!
Ocean.
Oh my god,
how
that's exactly
car even
what
making
it... Because it literally looks like it's made out of paper mache.
Why is the witch doctor from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this literally turned into Scooby-Doo. This is Power Rangers Scooby Snack Force.
Literally.
Should
have made the freaking good one raggy noise right there.
Like, all we need is a soundtrack from, like, the Monkees or something playing.
Why did nobody else join him?
I know, that's really weird.
Yet, like...
Oh, look, they got roller coaster,
I don't think that's
controls.
Armed, bro. You just launched them.
I didn't know torpedoes still travel after they're exposed to air.
Who edited this?
They can surface a little
they
bit.
They do know, yeah. The launch button should have been after he said they're armed and ready, right?
Yeah. What's with these 90s X-Men looking binoculars? I kind of want one of those, actually.
Oh, yeah, he's like, guys, get the fuck out now.
Those are the slowest torpedoes in the history of fucking torpedoes.
Oh, you know, it's going pretty fast.
That is not torpedo fast.
Dude, what a perfectly good ship.
The shield is down.
They fucking exploded. Congratulations, you just littered so much fucking,
yeah, right. You just fucking, like, killed a bunch of seals.
Bro, that's like a fuel fire on a boat.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure these cars didn't help that as well. These are like the first Zords that I think were pilotable without their costumes.
Well, actually, debate that, because did you have to pilot them with your... when morphed?
It always seemed implied that the Zords were connected to their powers.
Yeah.
Well, the Zords were connected to their powers.
Because
so.
Andros never does anything with this. I mean, he walks around the spaceship like it's nothing.
Yeah, but not while it was a Zord.
The Vega Voyager's badass, bro. That's why.
Yeah. Well, not while it was a Zord.
I don't know. The Delta is fucking sweeter.
Plus, Andros had that solid, like, space jacket and shit.
Yeah, I like that they had, like, uniforms.
Yeah, man.
Look how fucking awkward fucking... what's his name is?
Rygog?
Yeah, he's just, like, this big fucking bowling ball. But I seriously like his outfit. The poor guy in that suit.
Is Jason barefoot? Bro, that sucks.
That's unfortunate.
That guy literally looks like a metal person.
What is it?
Yeah! Yo, he's legit a Pokemon. Whoa, what is with the mountain looking like Boogie Oogie from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas?
I was gonna say Stump from
it's
fucking...
It's Mount Boogie Oogie.
It is. It's the same face.
Bro, the mountain looks like Mezagon, bro.
Bro, I was gonna say it was Stump from fucking Angry Beavers.
I'm pretty sure that
is... It is Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, Oogie Boogie, man.
This looks like an edited picture from fucking Jurassic Park.
This is the long-lost set of Tim Burton.
Dude, it is. It's a straight fucking... That's not even an...
It's Oogie Boogie Mountain, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da, Tim Burton.
It's...
Where we re-release this movie every year.
Kidnapped the Power Rangers.
Is this Power Rangers meets Legends of the Hidden Temple now?
We got Star Wars? We got fucking He-Man.
What was the budget for this movie?
You got Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. You got 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Fast and the Furious.
You got freaking Micro Machines.
Knight Rider, bro.
Yeah. Okay. You got Matchbox.
Knight Rider, Speed Racer, and Jurassic Park.
Yeah. The
first
Scooby-Doo.
Movie again.
We got Scooby fucking Doo.
You got Darth Jason, dude.
Yeah, fucking Star Wars ass.
Jason would be a hell of a Sith. Oh my god.
We got Dark Spectre looking like the dude from Spawn.
No, I take back what I said. You know, he kind of
looks
like
Sigma.
Is it, Moana? What are we doing here?
Like Sigma.
No, it's Model T.
Who does?
Scooby-Doo, bro.
The metal guy. It looks like a blue Sigma from, like, Marvel.
Oh, I guess a little bit. I mean, his face is
up there. Well, look at his costume from the waist down, bro. It's basically Sigma's costume.
Yeah.
The hole is on the wrong side of the shirt.
Wait. Okay.
At times, he almost sounds like Willem Dafoe.
He said those guardians are protectors of Malagor? Right? Is that what he said?
Yeah. Don't do it.
That baby's dead. It just looks so solid.
How come this tribe
Dude, they've never seen fire before, but they're next to a fucking volcano.
Yeah.
How is it not
they're next
out
to the Oogie Boogie, man. There's a lot of apparent backstory that were never given to her character.
Not to be the guy who tries to pick apart the plot of this, but if she handed him the wand, he literally could have just teleported him and his family away.
You're absolutely right.
I'm pretty sure he could have just defeated
I think he was also trying to save Jason.
Yeah, we do need Jason to tap into the dark side a little bit.
He does. Oh, this is it!
Hour into the movie.
Yeah, with the first movie was like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Shoot the fucking Justin. He's like, Tom is so
guys.
Fucking sick with him.
That was so complicated.
How did they. I mean, they probably did it like 1,000 times, but.
That's so complicated.
Why does he have to grow like that?
He's Shazam.
Can he just stay like sitting idly?
Did the white Sentai Ranger grow also?
No.
Yo, that Morphing sequence is so bad for Adam because it actually, like, it's a picture of him when he was shorter hair.
I'm glad that they reused this for the show, though.
Only
not
for
as
the
clear.
First
yeah.
Yo, that motherfucker was flexing.
Yeah,
and
he was.
They gave him the baggiest suit ever.
Yeah. I'm taller.
No, you already morphed before.
This
earlier.
Kid is basically Shazam.
You already morphed earlier.
Mighty Morphin Power Shazam.
Yeah, he's literally Shazam.
I love it, I love it. All the steaming skulls.
Oh, the question you were asking me before, were you talking about the White Ranger, like the tiger?
Yeah.
Yes, he did grow.
Okay.
Yes, he did. And there have been a couple of rangers in Sentais who were kids, and anytime they morph, they were, like...
Full grown?
Huge, yeah.
Why is this tribe just, like, helping
And the reason for that is because of stunt actors.
It's in the tribe's helping because they fucking spooked them with,
Yeah, but they built this shit. You think they know what's going on? I mean, I think that's a safe assumption, right? That they built this shit?
Is Dark Spectre? Hold on. Is Malagor and Dark Spectre a complete rip? Just the same thing? Or are they different colors?
I'm interested. I don't know. I think they're the same thing.
I'm pretty sure the baby made the pork salad.
Yeah, I believe so. Boy, for guys who can shift it to turbo, you're not running very fast.
No, I don't think they're running at 65 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, there we go. Never mind. I take that back.
So unnecessary.
That, we're close. Keep your eyes open. Listen, this is what made Rangers popular. Isn't it? You have to do more of the same.
Tommy, over here!
That poor suit actor.
Justin in real life right now is at the age where he could come back into Power Rangers.
Yeah, and he wouldn't need, like,
no, but it would actually kind of work.
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
Like, he could be a leader now, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the blue.
I'm surprised they haven't asked him to come back.
He probably doesn't want to.
No, he's interested.
Yeah,
he's interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's openly said he'd be interested in it, but.
Dude, Power Rangers is so over the, like, all over the fucking place, bro.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Well, it's funny, because other countries, the Power Rangers is literally just dubbed Sentai.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this.
Yeah.
It's just the Sentai with different, you know, voices.
This movie literally went from being, what was it, Power Rangers to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
To...
That's why I said Mighty Morphin, bro, was stretched out to way longer than it should have been.
Yeah.
Which is turning into Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom now, bro.
I was going to say the Mummy.
Yeah, the Mummy as well. This is also the right time period for that.
Brendan Fraser coming.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser power.
I'm glad that they went with a new Sentai every year, though, after Mighty Morphin.
Well, they had to.
Yeah.
If they wanted to keep using footage. Hey, what the hell was Adam doing? Adam was straight up, like, voguing.
David Talks, this is your worst nightmare.
even though they're costumes I've never seen before.
I'm pretty sure they're heavy enough that you could just let go.
Yeah, right?
We just cut the rope, right?
Jason's looking at them like, when the fuck did they get new kit?
Alright.
When the fuck did they get an upgrade?
Jason's like, why couldn't I get the
Yeah, right? Like, why am I always, like, the last person invited to this shit? I started this shit.
Who taught this kid karate?
Jason, I don't know if Jason was the first Power Ranger on Earth.
I mean, comic-wise, no. But,
yeah,
at least at the time of this show, he was.
Well, yeah, he was the first ever Power Ranger on Earth in the TV show, I think.
Yeah.
And Andros was, again, one. You had different planets, but...
Yeah, yeah.
KO 35, man.
Matt, can you track the distance between KO 35?
Oh, I think so, actually. Yeah.
Lost Galaxy.
The Terra Venture lands on Edenoi. So I'm sure there's a connection there. Somewhere.
I still want to watch the Eltar movie.
Oh, yeah. Zoldan of Eltar, whoa.
So, you don't have the guy. I'm fucking yawning. Yo, you know how they don't have the clips on their helmets? In the TV show, they do.
Sure they should
have hit the It's gonna be funny
if Cat ends up saving Jason
and Kimberly
considering,
like,
yo,
they're on fire!
I mean,
Jason, I
can
understand.
If you know Jason, fire, he's been through worse.
See, the Turbo Rangers suck so much, they failed their first mission.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Fucking... Jason just went full set.
Yeah, Jason has fully gone to the dark side.
What is robot? Yo,
I'm all for this. So listen, kid, you got a lot to learn.
Dude,
oh my god, he just straight up bodied his ass.
Dude,
Jesus Christ.
Jason is stronger without any powers than fucking Jason is.
You strike Jason down and he becomes more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
If Rita saw this, she'd be saying, I should try to get Jason.
Oh my god.
Ah.
Oh god. Look, whoa.
Whoa.
Why so seductive?
I'm liking the sound of her.
Yeah, right? That was easy for him to do. Look at me. It's me.
It's me, Tommy. Yes, we're your friends.
Friends? I don't have any friends.
Oh, that was kind of cool. You could see inside the helmet a little bit.
Tommy, this might be your worst...
She goes, pink is out.
This might be your worst.
That was kind of custom. Yeah.
Tommy, this might be your worst mission in the year, bro.
Yeah, look at this shit.
Joe, you did say you didn't want to see Jason versus Tommy, bro?
Yeah, well, here we go. We got it.
That's the answer. Jason would always win.
Jason always wins.
I don't really think there's an argument anymore. Jason would always win.
Jason wins.
Tommy is
Jason
never
wins
won.
Without powers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he kind of has some here, but...
But when is... Tommy has never beaten Jason.
That's right. Yeah.
He's beaten everyone but Jason.
Yeah. You stole my role.
Pent up aggression.
Yeah, right? Damn.
No, she's moved on.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's what happened.
It's the magic free Kimberly and Jason.
It's the magic of cars.
Geico.
Oh my god, that's right. I drive a Toyota. Neither do you, Tommy.
Oh, well.
Okay,
well.
That was...
But
utterly improbable.
Yeah.
the fuck would it matter if he fell back in? He was just in there a second ago.
Oh, this is poetic, actually.
But you know, they do have that scene in Power Rangers movie, though. Tommy and Kimberly are...
I kind of like that they're the only three of the original team. Yeah, that was really... That,
no, his hair just, like, immediately goes to the top.
Man, let's cut it instead of having showing it freaking...
Wait, did you see how frizzled it was? Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Cut that to one.
Oh, look, it's the bad guy from Spawn.
Come to me, please. Oh, come on. The fat clown?
No, that other guy. The devil guy. The not John Louis Cazalo guy, who would make a great Power Ranger villain in hindsight.
Good, throw that clown in there.
Too bad he's still around for like two shows.
What are you talking about? He's around for the whole fucking series.
He's in space.
I'm saying in general. Dude, Larigo's power is so fucking sweet.
Why does this guy look like he's in a My Chemical Romance music video?
That totally, the way it was shot was absolutely.
There's some Gold Ranger power for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Anytime.
I want an explanation. Why did he look like he just listened to the entire Take Care of my Like, who hurt you? Are you okay?
I wonder if there's any fan art if there was a girl with Gold Turbo Ranger. They're expecting his half-ass brother or something? I don't know.
No, I always thought this was the same person.
No, it is two different characters. There's two different characters, but...
No, it's literally the same.
Same like, character, well, dog.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's something different about both of them, though.
Maybe.
And I don't know what.
Malagor is a webman.
But as far as I'm concerned, I looked it up. They're part of the same race. He wants to marry him? So, I don't know...
It's literally that fish
this
monster.
This dude's too small to be Dark Spectre.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Dark Spectre is like...
Dark Spectre is the size of a planet. Yeah. Like Galactus. I never in this day will understand what the fuck Tanya's weapon is.
I have to see it. Why is it a T-Rex?
They're... You know what the fuck is
so they're like supposed to be tasers, I guess? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Adam. Titty jiggle.
Why is your sword shooting lasers?
Because this isn't CGI, this is practical effects. Sorry, Scotty.
Oh, God.
This is actually a puppet.
Bro, that makes it even worse, man.
No, it makes it fucking better. Remember the CGI in the first movie? Shit, I'll take the practical effects over this.
Can we also appreciate that the Blue Ranger's weapons are, like, basically hair dryers?
Billy was good.
Nothing
with that
can beat the Power Lance.
I don't know, what was that thing you said that Rocky had? Those like those two.
Dude,
like,
I don't know what the fuck those. They're triangles. They were fucking triangles. Somebody explain to me what they were supposed to be. Like tomahawks, I guess.
They look like those fucking New Year's Eve party things you will.
Mm-hmm.
They were triangle size.
They were fucking triangle. And I had the action figure as a kid, and I'm like, what are these?
You still have it?
No, it broke. It broke a while ago. But like, it had that thing where, like, on his back, if you moved, like, a little knobby
his
thing,
arms
side
moved?
To side, his arms moved.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck are these fucking things? Like, what is he even doing? Explain.
Where was the child?
Yeah, that's right. The child sort of inexplicably disappeared.
No, she's carrying the baby.
Was she?
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah, it's in her like pocket, like on her chest.
Like a kangaroo?
Yeah. Well, not like a kangaroo, but...
The most incapable ranger powers ever.
First of all, they ran so fast. How the hell did Larigo get out?
Larigo got out with Kimberly and
Jason.
Holy shit, wow.
This is definitely the same costume they used for Dark Spectre.
Yeah.
Like
Micro Machines, roll
Dark
out.
Dark Spectre kicks this guy's ass, bro.
I mean, he does lose half of his costume, so it makes
sense. Yeah, dude, take off the fucking helmet.
That poor guy's probably sweating like
a cinnamon. Yeah, see, now they have a costume.
Now they're both.
Oh, that explains it. They fucking... Okay.
We shifted it to Turbo.
And they grow. I was wondering how the fuck that happens. Just us, my family. This is awesome. Thunder Blaster here. I'm ready too. Shut the fuck up, Justin.
Yeah, seriously.
This shit is pretty sweet. Initiate ducking sequence. Now. I will never understand how that works. In the show and in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
This cat does it one time. Where they're not even in the giant's like form.
Yeah.
Maybe she does. I don't know.
Wow, this is possibly the slowest Megazord sequence ever.
Really?
Like, dude. I'm pretty sure people are dying right now, and you're still.
No, what's crazy is look at how far it changes. When the Zord comes up to when the lightning hits it, so it goes into full warrior mode or battle mode, whatever it is, it shrinks. It's literally like Jason from Zio Turbo.
Yeah.
So, Vinny, look at this. When it comes up, and then look at how much it shrinks. Alright, so look how bulky this shit is, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it like slims down. Jeez, it's an elaborate set in there that we'll probably only see in this movie. Gotta say, that
is how the hell they're seeing with that giant fucking thing.
He's got
in the
little T-Rex arms.
Yeah, he really, that is like the tiniest Megazord arms in the movie. And this is supposed to be the most powerful Zord.
Up to date.
Gosh, bullshit that that's better than Pyramidus.
Nothing. Well, Trey took it.
Yeah, but
how did Malagor throw that thing?
His lava.
No, they showed it before. He just sort of like was like rawr. He went like Super Saiyan. And he's a T-Rex. See, that's another thing they stole. They stole the T-Rex roar from Jurassic Park.
The
best
villain of this whole thing is another
than Sleep and Dead. Just the dude with the freaking
fishbowl
on his head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rygog.
Do they ever say his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the movie, I don't think.
Yeah.
In the TV show, all the fucking time.
What is he?
He just like yells at him so many times. Because he was him and Elgar went to a sauna once, and she's like fucking.
Oh, we have a shield and sword now, guys. Just so you know. I think this was a shorter Megazord fight than in the shows. Oh no, water! Apparently, everything's weakness.
And it blew up too.
I mean,
it still exploded even in water.
I mean, realistically, it was better than getting kicked in the dick.
Kicked in the dick was kind of cooler. That's how bad this is. We better get out of here. Oh, my
Dude, they just killed all those innocent tribe members.
All right, well, we got confirmation. Diva Tox apparently had plastic surgery.
Yeah. Oh, did she say that?
Yeah, she literally was like, my plastic surgery.
What happened to Elgar?
He got tossed into the pit.
How the fuck does he come back then?
I don't know. Does the show just disregard it? Does he get cloned?
No, they just show up one day. Back in the nautical.
Can you get rid of the two French idiots?
No.
Trying to be bold and skull.
How about an Uber? That's a cool scene. Here's confirmation that fucking Jason and Kimberly were never Power Rangers.
Yeah, right.
It is Stone Canyon.
Stone Canyon, bro. Yes.
His rivalry.
Even the Stone Canyon. There was Ernie.
Where's Ernie?
He was in the audience. He was sitting behind Kat.
Oh, they'll probably show it again.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
Hey, it's Ernie!
Yeah. Hey, there's Kim.
Fucking love Ernie.
No, Jason?
Jason's in the competition.
Oh, was he? I didn't remember that part.
Yeah, because Rocky was out, so they had to take a spot.
Oh, right. Well, you're looking better, Rocky.
Rocky got his ass out of bed.
No wonder why they win the competition. They got Jason, Tommy, and Adam, dude.
Yeah, right? Like, that's dude.
The team.
You think about it. Who are the top martial arts in fucking...
Yeah.
Dude, that...
Jesus Christ. He, like, broke the dude's arm.
You gotta remember, who were the top martial artists in fucking Stone Canyon? It was Rocky and Adam.
Yeah.
So, there you fucking go. These rookies got nothing.
Shout out to Jason being White Ranger. He's got his white bandana back.
Jason or Tommy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy. Sorry.
Jason's not wearing any bandanas.
He doesn't need a bandana.
He's just whooping.
Oh, technically, did Jason...
Whooping. Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Bro, that was Ryu Kid right there.
I just...
Man, if they made a Street Fighter movie back then, he would have been the perfect...
You know,
movie.
I just really... Jason's still enrolled at,
Angel Grove.
Because they graduate, but he didn't. He wasn't at the graduation ceremony. But they graduate in, Turbo. Yeah.
Jeez, that guy's tall.
Yeah, right?
Like, the soup, like, looks awkward on him. As if there was any doubt.
Yo, that kid just got a titty to the face.
Whoa, what happened? What did Justin do?
He just took a titty to the face. He was lucky.
Yo, look at these like old-ass guys as if they're fucking betting on the goddamn,
All right.
Lucky little kid right here. Look at
these guys. Cat looking fucking nice.
I wonder if there was an outtake for that, because the kid probably looked down.
This is literally like the best part of the whole movie, dude. This part right here.
A little angel's heaven's chair.
Who's the first guy that gets over there? Jason, bro.
Jason grabbed that fucking, he was like,
yeah,
I won
Jason
this
was
shit.
Like, yeah, I won this for you guys. You're welcome. I always gotta save your guys' asses.
Did he mention to Kimberly that him and Kat are a couple now, or is that just like she kind of picked it up?
Relationship stuff was never, like, Kimberly and Tommy was the only, like...
Obvious one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam like, and Tanya kept their shit kind of hush-hush.
Yeah.
This event has no security.
Except for Ash. Did Ashley and Andros make a republic about that?
Nah.
It never actually...
Because Ashley was obsessed with Zayn, bro.
Was she?
Yeah, man.
I don't remember that.
When Zayn first appeared,
and that
bro,
abrupt-ass ending...
When Zayn first appeared, bro, Ashley was, like, obsessed with him, dude.
Huh.
Right, Matt?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy, you know.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Zayn being as cocky as he is. Zayn literally just ripping his cock out and being like, yeah, I'm the Silver Ranger.
Zayn was... Dude, it was Andros' sister, bro. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I gotta bang your boy's sister, guy.
That's what Harry Potter was all about, man.
Yeah, basically.
That was the whole end of Harry Potter.
That's what
after...
Star Wars is about. Han Solo banging Luke's sister.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all good franchises need a best friend who bangs fucking... Hey, Johnny Young Bosch getting the first...
Adam gets the first
gets
star,
the first
bro?
One. Whoa. There we go. Good for you.
Oh. Jason David Frank is third.
Ooh.
Hey, third.
Is there an after credit scene in Turbo?
No, this was before.
Oh, wait a minute.
A bloopers, I think. Maybe. Oh, maybe not.
Oh,
I
shit.
I didn't know this.
Oh, what the hell is this?
They're about to hook up, dog. I told you.
I never even saw this scene as a kid.
Yeah. Well, this was before it was commonplace to stay at the end of... They might have concussions.
There you go, Frozen Racism. Hold on. Oh, they go back to the command center.
But why wouldn't they have just included this? It's like...
I didn't even think to stay. I think I got up as a kid when the fucking credits started rolling.
Right, I'm sure.
Because after credits scenes weren't... Hey, Rocky!
Oh, Rocky! Hey! He's in the command center.
Oh, the baby. What's up with the baby? Justin holds the baby?
Why so literally, Rocky gets, like, pretty much cleared out of the hospital. They couldn't wait for him to freaking get out of the hospital with the Ranger dude. Like, it's just really lame.
Rocky didn't wanna. Rocky said that he just got a job or something, or he was... Oh, he started karate school. He started a karate school, that's what it was.
No, but I'm saying in the...
Hold on, we've gotta watch the original trailer, though.
Oh, boy.
Is there one? I don't know if there is one. Nah, I don't think it comes with the trailer. Nah, it doesn't.
They could YouTube it, sure.
Nah, I gotta fucking... That ain't worth it.
No.
16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's about accurate.
Oh, right. So we finally made it through Turbo Power Rangers movie.
Jason is what made that
16%. Yeah.
16% Splatty Tomato, though.
Splatty.
Doesn't that mean only 16% of people say it's trash?
No.
No, that's like its score.
16% only 16% rated like it a good movie. Yeah, I don't know.
At least I'm pretty sure.
No, because I've seen like 16 with a tomato. What's the difference between Splatty and then garbage?
Splatty's like you can still watch it, but it's shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, that's
garbage. Is like A Christmas Story.
Damn.
You know what? I don't have to put up with this. I'm leaving.
Okay, so we head straight into fucking Turbo, the TV show.
Literally.
God, it pisses me off because I'm like, I literally said to myself the other day, I'm like, God, I'm... Fuck.
There's like literally 35 episodes or something like that of Turbo where I'm like, fuck, I have to sit through. But I am just getting so fucking hyped for space.
Yeah, that's all this is, yeah. Is get hyped for space.
So it's like...
You got a lot to look forward to.
Space Rangers.
Bro,
Space Rangers are fucking awesome. Shit.
The first episode of In Space
was better than the entirety of Turbo.
It blows this movie away. Yeah. Like,
dude, the crossover with the Ninja Turtles they had was better than anything
that
the previous seasons
you
had
done. You saw the meme, though, right? About
absolutely.
The Avengers? Yes. They said, and Marvel said that was the best crossover of all time. Yes. Bullshit.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, that shit blew my world as a kid.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of the Turtles, but I watched the show, though. So it was like, when they came together, I was like,
yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
So, and the fact they added the girl turtle also. So, man, what do we rate it? Honestly, I was thinking about giving it a 4 out of 10, but I kind of want to give it a 6 just for Jason's Sith role.
I'll give it a 5 just because Jason and Kimberly are in the movie.
I give it a 6 because I think I enjoyed it more now than ever.
No, I would say for me it's a 4, and it's only that high because of Jason and
Vinny.
Jason legit
saves the movie, dude.
Out of 10. Give it a solid 3.
Yeah.
So we got 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Although I did feel like I watched 6 movies in the same movie.
Yeah.
Well, it would be the first time Saban.
Titanic, Pirates of the Caribbean.
God, so much of like it's funny rewatching all this stuff and seeing how much stuff he borrowed from other stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
It's uncanny.
I still think the Blue Turbo Ranger is probably the best.
This entire movie could pass as a like episode of a shitty spinoff of a Jumanji TV show.
Yeah, this is as bad as you remember.
Scotty, can you pull up the budget for this film? Just out of curious, how much?
It's as bad or as worse as you remember.
Turbo Power Rangers movie.
Let's see here.
Yeah, it's such a weird way to title it, too.
Like, I wonder if other movies like, during you that couldn't, time were...
Yeah, you couldn't just really call it Power Rangers Turbo the movie. It's Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Matt, you got your phone on you? What was the top movies of 1997?
Let's see.
Yeah, the best Turbo movie was the
Titanic.
Titanic in 97?
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I enjoyed this a little bit more than Titanic. Not recently, after watching
it. 8 million,
Joe. 8 million was the budget?
8 million was the budget.
What the fuck did they pay? Traveling. What did they pay?
Traveling.
8 million, Joe.
They shot in like a desert, what did they make? Which was probably in like
9.6.
Oh my god,
bro, they barely made enough to cover it.
Okay, yeah, so...
That's good.
I don't know if this is in any particular order, but... what I'm seeing is Titanic, Face Off, L.A. Confidential, Good Will Hunting, ooh. Starship Troopers, yes, Con Air, the first Austin Powers, the International Man of Mystery, Boogie Nights, The Game, Jackie Brown, The Fifth Element, The Yo. Lost World.
Wait, The Fifth Element came out in 97? I thought they came out in like 2004.
I don't know, that's what's popping up in this. The Lost World, that's right. Men in Black, the first one. The Full Monty, As Good As It Gets, Scream 2, Donnie Brasco, I Know What You Did Last Summer, I guess the first one.
Donnie Darko.
I don't know. Hercules.
Yo, 97 was a good year.
Event Horizon, yeah. Alien Resurrection. Tomorrow Never Dies, ayo. Princess Mononoke. Home Alone 3. Batman and Robin, yeah. Air Force One. Mimic. The Postman. Georgia the Jungle, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, some other movies that I don't think anybody really knows. It's funny that, like, fucking Turbo is not anywhere on there. Okay, so I guess it was in order. But, yeah, 1, Titanic, 2, Goodwill, 3, Scream 2. Okay, not, I'm sorry. Yeah, Scream 2 was 3rd, Starship Troopers was 4. Good for Starship Troopers. Devil's Advocate was 5. Life is Beautiful, 6. Men in Black. I actually don't know if this is rating or not, but Men in Black, Fifth Element. Yeah, Fifth Element was 97. Yeah, International, I Know What You Did, Batman and Robin. Wow, Batman and Robin rates higher than Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
That's scary.
That's a little bit terrifying.
They're both pretty bad.
But I guess Batman and Robin has some entertainment like value to it. Liar, Liar.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah, 97. Selena... That came out in 97. Yeah, Alien Resurrection. My Best Friend's Wedding. Gattaca. I don't know what that is. Contact. Wow. The Rainmaker. Anaconda, the first one.
Is that the one that he beat up?
Yeah, right? There you go. Wow. I caught Spawn. Spawn came out in 97. There we go. Bean, Mr. Bean.
How many of these movies on this list do you think was reused for this set?
I don't know. Wishmaster. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Perfect Blue. George of the Jungle, Home Alone 3, yeah. Oh, wow, there was like 3,584 titles.
Sorry, that was totally gross.
But some of that was probably like direct-to-DVD shit. But, yeah. An American Werewolf in Paris. Orgasmo.
Huh.
The Relic. Oh, shit.
You know what? You know what's curious to me is they spent $8 million on Turbo Power Rangers movie. $8 million in 97 seems like a lot of money. How much did they spend on Titanic?
I don't know. Speed 2 came out in 97.
One of the worst sequels ever.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, guys, I think that about wraps it up for tonight. It's been a pretty good evening. A couple laughs. learned some things. Jason apparently was a Sith Lord, so that was probably the highlight.
It thankfully goes up from, well, we have to get through the show first, but
yeah.
It does get up from here.
So, all right, guys, that about wraps it up for tonight. I've been Joe, Matt.
Shifted to Turbo.
Scotty.
Guys, as soon as we can say let's rock it, the better on it's going to be.
Very soon. All right, good night, everyone.